This is football heritage.
Is this the real
one? Yeah, this is the real one.
Hello, besties.
It's okay.
Welcome.
DJ Dudy. Welcome to season 2 of Ikebe. I tried my best to not say it, but I couldn't resist. We're back for the most part.
I guess.
We're not going to come back, but somebody brought us back. We had no choice. Welcome. How did you guys spend your summers quickly before we enter the day of the day? Is it summer in Nigeria, rainy season?
Bro, It's rainy season.
What did I do? Play football, basically. That's all. People go break for summer and they start ball for summer.
I've traveled, painted the town.
Every shade of red.
I've painted the cities. Oh, shit, yeah. People that are on today, before we get into it, who's here? Alpha's here. John Paul is here again. We can't seem to get rid of him. We tried our best. John Paul, say hi. What do you think this is?
Well, let me know. For one of us, I see it.
But you guys watched the Euros, though.
Yeah, that was great.
He didn't come home.
Of course.
He went Rome.
Thank God.
I don't like when people, when cheats win.
They're very entitled, and they should have lost that semi match. We're not going to talk about that here.
Yes, that's not where I
am. That's not where I am.
Enough is enough, I beg.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that a lot has happened. In fact, we are back because of chaos. Or, as somebody will say it, chaos.
We've had an intense week.
Intense Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah, okay, it really wasn't a week. The world of football was in a shambles.
Look, our prayers are only with Kennedy.
We tried to get him, but we just smiled because we're going to have another episode.
God, Kennedy cannot do anything. Kennedy is just
he's so vulnerable right now.
So we're just going to get into it. What? Messi is leaving Barcelona.
Messi has left.
He's not a fluke this time around. They are sending him. He's giving Van Dijk injury type shit. I think he's dead. He might be dead. Who knows? But he's just leaving Barcelona.
But they dropped Van Dijk like cops. Oh my god.
Was it Jovetic?
Yes.
It was Jovetic. Don't
Van Dijk. And Robertson came to do some heroics. He slid out of the camera. It was amazing to watch. Preseason is always fun.
So, I never thought this day would come.
In my lifetime.
Messi would leave Barcelona. And it's really sad. I hate Barcelona.
He's going outside.
I'm not the biggest Messi fan. But there's no crowd. Outside. There's no crowd to even, like, even get that goodbye.
He didn't even get to stay with microphone and talk about everything.
He didn't get that shit. COVID made sure. That he never played with fans in his last match. I think he needs to come back for testimonial match.
They will give him eventually.
Of course not.
Personally, I feel like Barca brought disappointment.
Yes, they should have
money laundering that season.
Barca have money laundering now.
Okay, they should have put in their plans that we'll go this season. Do you know what I mean?
Laporta said they were planning for life after Messi.
Everything. Like, he had gotten the contract, they had gotten Messi to agree to a 50% pay cut. But the problem was that they had certain earners in their club that were just not going to leave because no other club would pay them so much.
La Liga has a salary cap.
And they have a salary cap to deal with. So imagine players like Umtiti, Dembele, Coutinho.
Coutinho is a goat.
£700,000 a week.
I googled Barca's.
Why is Griezmann?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
£80,000.
It's Messi, Griezmann, Coutinho. For context, Kante makes about 200 and something K. He's Chelsea's highest earner. After Kante is another 200 and something K. Then the salaries drop. But if you combine Chelsea's first four earners, that's when we are punching what they are giving Messi alone.
Mm-hmm.
Their salary structure is non-existent.
They don't have the salary structure.
What are their names? Sandro Rosell and the president after him, Bartomeu, ran Barcelona like a drug cartel.
How do you know about Big Bestie?
Big Bestie, as in, it's disrespectful at this point.
That's not even, Messi has left Barca.
It's not even now he's leaving, he might come back. Messi has Messi's done out here. Done all of them have told him bye-bye.
Everybody.
Now he's in Paris Saint.
He's not in though, but it's...
Okay, well, he's going. He's,
it looks like he's going.
It most all likely, indications that's the, point towards... That's the most likely.
Why are they letting the... Why are they letting...
United have an offer on the table for him.
That's a fucking lie. You know how you believe in Gabos J? Who's that? That's tier 7.
Sabon Locust and Diarros A.
That's tier 7.
Who are your sources?
We only trust
Fabrizio in this one.
No, Sabon Locust is tier 1 for United.
Okay, but Chelsea is Simon Johnson.
And no tier 3, like above tier 3, has reported that my offer Messi for what?
So that what will happen? Like, where do we even want to go from
where,
here?
Where does this?
Okay, you've signed Messi. Don't bring him to my league.
Yes, let's not be.
Let that
be. You know, I'm so happy.
I'm
that
so happy the way they gave Grealish,
number
10. And also, he's not going to City.
Even Pep came out and said, we are not signing him.
I don't believe we signed Grealish. That bastard fucking liar, Pep Guardiola. I cannot afford it.
We
can't afford it.
Pay for Maguire. We could not afford it. This nigga spent 100 million to bench people. What a man.
100 million pounds.
Chelsea cannot buy a player for 90 million.
He's not going to start all the games.
We can't do that.
If Chelsea sign you for 75
you
million,
you are a guaranteed. You can play till you die.
You have 15 million. I'll be for 47 point something million. 47.5 million. Bruno Fernandes.
You go play till you die.
He will play till, as in, I put him.
He leg day.
His wife must be complaining that there's no deep point. This man does not rest. He does not.
Man
there's
City,
no rest.
Man City go sign you 80. You go say you be star boy.
You dead bad. Who you be?
Some people sign you 80, loan you out. Who are you? You can tell us sometimes they just sign the player, and stop doing things against them. You again, bench. What a mess.
It's like Fabian Delph. They signed Fabian Delph for 70 million, I'll be 50.
The Premier League is disrespectful.
They signed Delph.
Other than Man City, the Premier League is disrespectful. But before we go back to what Premier League people are doing, PSG.
That's
the
French league, though.
I heard that Monaco signed Myron Boadu.
Yeah.
And for those of you that play FIFA, those of you that play FIFA career, you go know.
The whole of Nice, they just gone ham. Signed the whole Dutch.
Anybody, you are Dutch, you can play football.
Come.
Stengs.
Dortmund signed Daniel Malen. Yeah. After they sold Sancho to. Sancho finally moved. But we're in the French league right now. Sorry, we're in the other leagues, not French. PSG have built a super team for free.
Yes,
I'm so angry.
PSG said we are not going to join the Super League. We are going to build a super team.
Look at the players they are getting for free, bro. Non cohesiveness of like a lot of stars, but I know that they will gel eventually. But it's too much.
Think about it this way. They signed Gio Donnarumma free first.
Sergio Ramos
free. They did pay too much for Hakimi, but then again, they haven't spent any money.
Gigi Wijnaldum.
Gigi Wijnaldum, free.
And now,
Lionel Messi,
free.
My God. And they are in part two of Champions League.
That means
United don't face them, though.
Man City, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Chelsea, blood, cover us, Lord. I don't want to take ISCK because that group is finna come on. And it'll be PSG, Chelsea,
Bayern Munich.
No, Bayern cannot be in that group. Bayern are part 1-2 now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
PSG, Chelsea, and they're not giving us two, maybe Sevilla or somebody of that, somebody that look like that. And let's go on. And let's Villarreal, teams like that.
Real Madrid.
No, Real Madrid didn't win the league. Fuck.
Yeah, they didn't.
They were third, though.
No, they were second.
Port 2 is loaded, isn't it? I hate seasons like this when teams don't do well because you know damn well that your next group of Champions League, you that mistakenly overachieved. You go smell pepper. The last time just went Champions League, didn't we go out to the group stage? God, I beg. What is it?
Banta,
the banter will be quite tasty.
Unreal.
The banter will be tasty.
Bro, look, my agenda is this season. I'm not playing FPL so that Lies. I would run smooth agendas.
Jack Grealish should move to Man City for 100 million.
That's is that their only signing? Yeah?
Is that the only signing City have made this window?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, release from Aguero.
Aguero was on a free, right?
Yeah. And oh God, Messi's departure. Now Aguero
Aguero is upset, dude. Like, imagine coming to a team thinking,
I swear, that team was so wild.
That's one of the things they used to lure you.
I'll be upset.
You
Memphis and Aguero. I came to Barca to play with the best player in the world.
Time don't read the
I'm so far today there for you, boss.
Pedri has played more football this season than Neymar has played for PSG. Because you know Neymar will always travel in the middle of the season.
He will always get one injury.
Then you say he was injured.
That thing is sweet. Because all of us know it's going to happen. I just said that.
Neymar
is injured.
We're just waiting for Neymar to announce his injury. He's going to be injured. Neymar is flexing.
His sister's birthday. What's in the Lannister? Gosh.
Anyway. I was thinking that. That's why I was so quiet.
Anyway, PSG, Donnarumma, Ramos, Kimpembe, Hakimi. Who the fuck plays left back for PSG? Bernat.
And Ivan Kuzma.
Verratti.
They have a Diallo boy. Yeah.
Verratti. They bought a Diallo?
He's always in there.
Verratti, Wijnaldum, Idrissa Gueye, Julian Draxler, Leandro Paredes. It doesn't sound very great, but it is the kind of energy you need.
Behind Messi. Power
a weekend.
Imagine playing PSG, all your players are like exhausted and they did not start Verratti. They did not start Messi.
They said Mbappe comes.
Come and run.
Di Maria. Just because.
Di Maria.
Pochettino has one job. If I was Pochettino, let me tell you what I would do. 4-2-4. Two midfielders. Then it's just these players, I'm not putting them in any
you other. Beat it it's just so what was I saying? Midfield two of Verratti and Wijnaldum,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, then Messi in front of them, front three. Messi, free rule. The problem with that is that Neymar is used to getting the that same
PSG.
But then again, they are MSN experts.
There's something we are missing.
What are we missing?
Messi coming into PSG when Mbappe already wants to leave.
He's not leaving. He's not gonna leave.
At least not this season.
Sarah said it best. If Mbappe leaves, he's an idiot.
At least not
this season. I always say football is not predictable.
This current team gives him his best
because
chance.
Deadline day is a mess.
Madrid don't ever come your door by deadline day.
On deadline day, it is something else. So I don't like to, you know, predict a transfer window because you just end up getting hurt. Like if you put if you invest your emotions in a transfer window, you just end up getting hurt and. No. So
if you open my Twitter search, you just see every day right now. Before it was, I'll just open Haaland and I'll refresh.
Do people know how? Oh my
see,
gosh.
Dortmund don't do me something, but he never did me retreat.
Do people know how?
We fought for.
I told myself that you know this transfer window, I'll not get something. I'll not follow any transfer pages. Have like 10 transfer pages with notifications on.
Every morning when I wake up in the morning, my routine is to open Fabrizio's page.
You pray for that Fabrizio, like you're praying for Fabrizio to talk about it.
Just say here we go.
Not even a here we go. Let's
honestly, yeah, there are some people that are very reliable. Fabrizio is taps in. Let's never lie. He does that.
Yeah, Fabrizio is a tapping mentor.
He taps in. So there's some people that have that. If you find the underground pages that you know go and sleep outside stadiums for small tea.
Asking the secretaries of the cleaners what is happening.
You get
see this Chelsea transfer window has been very quiet. At least we are selling players. Problem is we're selling youth. We sold Maguehi.
Child labor.
please, I'm trying to be serious. We sold Maguehi. Fika Tomori went as well. We managed to gather at least 60 million from selling kids. I'm sorry. Anyway,
not
Chelsea. Chelsea is actually the same.
And, no, has, and he's a Russian a, doing
Japan
it.
Japan has 42 players after.
Chelsea, I hate Barcelona. Just for the fact that their fans are annoying.
Sorry, now.
Too many Aquaibon fans.
UCL winners. And their fans are
annoying. Their fans are too annoying. Nah,
oh, but you're allowed to be cocky when your team is successful. That's all I'm saying. One of the most successful English teams of this decade.
They don't they reduce them that decade now.
Let me tell
you. Don't worry, by next decade,
agenda is a nice thing for bracket. You have talked about this, you've done the research.
Oh, well.
You say, in this last 2 years,
Man City fans in the past 5 years.
They say, in 2015, between 2015 and 2019, October.
That's what I love. I love when clubs enter their banter era.
Oh, God.
And Man U is coming out of their banter era.
I genuinely believe that for now, because of how insane we are banter era proof, at best, you get a season where we play rubbish. The next season, anybody that was involved is dead or dying. Emenalo, gone. Coaches, dead. Ibrahimovic son with Ikila. Ever Calero, a physio, gone.
Lampard, Ibrahimovic son, gone.
Don't try it. That's like it's a lot of chaos, but it works for us. I'm hoping that it never stops working.
Ibrahimovic doesn't care. Anybody can get it.
I feel like it's not sustainable.
It has been sustained for as the last long 20 as he has years, money, though, that's what I'm saying.
Very sustainable.
Well, yeah.
He can always pay anybody severance package.
But here's what it
but
is.
But football
now.
Is changing.
Here's what it is now.
Football is changing. Mm. You need a steady structure.
Do you? You people have been talking about steady structures for years. The teams that are working are unsteady as fuck. They are sacking their coaches every day. Hiring better coaches, you'll be there.
My club don't hire like 4 coaches this summer.
I can't, like, but my real problem.
My club hired one. They hired a coach. I've forgotten from which club, but he's supposed to come and coach the under 23 and act as an overage player for the under 23.
What's that?
I'm like, what's going on?
We signed Anthony Barry last season from I think was it Wigan to coach us on only set pieces, and it worked because Chelsea.
We got a set piece coach,
and then we got better defensively.
You know
as well.
We got along with the set piece coach.
Who?
Champions League Varane.
Oh yeah, man, you signed Varane. I mean, you guys already knew that. He's in England now.
He's just quarantining.
Thursday evening. That's not just.
Chelsea has been linked with.
I just hope they don't send them. Remain the job.
It is horrible. Haircut. God forbid.
But why? It's not about.
No sauce.
That's not even true.
Nigga with no sauce.
Kunde has no sauce.
That's not even true.
If Kunde packs his hair,
where's the sauce?
He packs his hair.
He braids the fro. That boy is a hater, but that's okay.
No sauce.
I too would be a hater if I had not won the Champions League in recent memory. It's okay though. Okay. Don't worry.
This is going to be this season.
Guardiola had one job.
I said it. I said if you people let me win this Champions League, season 2 insufferable as fuck. I was humble last year. Check the episode listing. They were roasting me every week. Especially our father. They were roasting
Chelsea will better go soon start to the run.
Ella.
He will soon start to the run. Even though. We will be
why Chelsea?
Lukaku had his horrible first touch.
Oh, God.
If he goes
the
to
the Premier
Chelsea.
League again.
What I'm sure of,
in all of these dealings is that whether Lukaku's first touch is bad or not, first touch watch is on. Timo Werner with his first touch is part of why Chelsea plays so good. So I'm not worried.
You know what I'm waiting
for? I'm not worried.
So you think Timo Werner and Lukaku play at the same time?
I'm waiting for them to
they won't play.
I don't know that you play them at the same time.
They're going to rotate
he's,
them.
He's, you see, he I see. Havertz
picks it up, scores,
I see.
But it's offside. That's what I'm waiting
for. But offsides, they've changed the offside rules this year,
so you see how
that line is thick.
Let me tell you, not the people that are not going to catch United.
some hairline decision.
Yeah, they run. They run from every angle.
If you call it United offside, it's never a clear, obvious. Like, I mean, it's a few times.
You guys remember the Werner one against Liverpool that they held his nose?
It's Chelsea.
They used his shoe. Lukaku's offside. They used to use. Lukaku said, so you're telling me that my legs were smaller, I'll not be offside. They used his shoe. They caught the front of his shoe.
You ruled against United, now you shoe. But now in leg, that head.
Look at the difference between Premier League offside decisions and UCL. Do you know that Giroud goal against Atleti would have been ruled an offside in the Premier League?
Sure.
That's how stupid they are. But this year they say they are going to use fatal lines. So let's have faith. Let's have faith. Anyway,
then penalties will be stricter too.
To
what?
As in, like, the rules. Like, you cannot win, like, a really, really soft
pen. You know what I really want, like, I'm really looking forward to see, is you people were complaining that we're getting too many penalties. We have Sancho now where they run up and down. They will foul and tire. God, Bruno just picking up. I swear to God, I need Bruno to go 5 minutes.
I like the look of the Man U team.
Guy.
I don't like it.
We just need a DM.
What's missing?
We don't like send us let message. Me tell you, we need a DM.
The business we've done this season is invalidated if Maxos, Abi,
Big Fred
still starts.
Big Fred, oh God.
Yeah, we've not done anything.
How can you even play Big Fred?
We have not done anything.
Pogba needs to sit deeper, first of all. That needs to happen. He has coconut head. No, if he had a Kante type,
We need a Kante type DM.
But you already have an 8, don't you? Forward. In Bruno.
Yes.
Bruno plays as a 10 in United.
No.
Same difference. Central.
Central attacking mid.
He's just
anywhere that the ball is, that's where Bruno is. Quite annoying, really.
I don't know.
Draws the whole midfield out of shape. Ball. It's not even work rate. It is, to quote football Twitter, hero ball. You just want to be involved because you don't think the rest of the team can do anything.
But they can't.
He's not wrong. He's out of line.
How can
you
succeed with Fred? How can you succeed with Lindelof? They cannot shade anybody.
Yeah.
I'm screaming.
Dark ages.
How can they succeed?
Somehow you bought Varane and Jadon Sancho. Finally, Sancho is a United.
Oh my God. I can't wait for aerial
deals. Arsenal, hear me out. Arsenal bought Nuno Tavares. Tavares.
What does he play?
Left back.
More like a left wing back.
Arsenal keep signing my book.
Arsenal bought Nuno Tavares and Albert Sambi Lokonga.
They signed Owen's far distant brother.
And Lokonga, yeah. Anyway, Ben White as well for 50 million.
How much did we sign Varane?
Arsenal is a 34. Arsenal is a cost team. Let me tell you why.
50 of Elizabeth
need,
pounds.
They need 50
million Elizabeth pounds.
They need creativity in their midfield, but where is it?
They refused to sign creativity.
They refused to sign.
They sold the one they had. They saw the other one. They
say Smith-Rowe is good.
They say Smith-Rowe is okay.
Smith-Rowe is good.
Ozil first. Ozil was done out here. After Ozil, okay, they got Martin O. So it's Odegaard. Alone.
They gave Smith-Rowe 10 just so they did not spend money.
They gave him 10?
Yes.
This club is in their banter era. Oh, my mother. This club is in their banter era.
They are giving Smith-Rowe 10.
He's a good player.
Do you want to mention other people 10?
Mason Mount doesn't even have a score. What are you complaining about?
Other people 10 is weakest. Smith-Rowe was making our own show.
Who is your 10?
CP10. Shooter of schools. Christian Pulisic.
That only comes alive when he's top 4.
Exactly. That's what we need. Just keep him in ice like Captain America.
Just tell him this is open a playoff
they
match.
They said this is a playoff final. Christian, come outside.
Nonsense.
This is nonsense. Such a mediocrity.
Champions League. Mediocrity. If the Champions League is considered mediocrity, sign me up for that. I need that every year in my veins. What's that? Anyway, if Chelsea signs Koundé and Lukaku, I think that we are. It's no longer a two-horse race. Because right now we are stuck in the hole. But then
it's not two-horse race. It's currently a three-horse race.
Who is the third horse?
Who is the third horse?
The first horse is Liverpool. The second horse is Man City.
Who is the third horse?
Manchester United.
From where?
United ended second last season.
Back to back. United have finished. Was it not second?
I don't give a fuck. That team, they have to prove me wrong. I'm hot.
I need my team to be back. I don't want my team to be coming alive like, oh God, we need to get Champions League. That's the beginning of banter. You get.
That's how Arsenal starts.
As Arsenal started, oh God, we need Champions League football. Hey, we got it. Yes, FA Cup final. Yeah,
community shield.
Messi has played in Europa every season. Aubameyang has not still featured.
God, he's so bad.
And you guys done out here.
He's done. Do you remember when I was saying it, I were complaining?
I didn't complain. I just said.
I mean, I said, no, Arsenal is just a bad, horrible coach. Horrible owners.
Spurs signed,
horrible players.
Spurs signed Cristiano Romero from.
Yeah, it's actually a loan. It's actually a loan.
Yeah, but
the basically the
option to buy.
Option to buy is really is written in stone. It's an obligation. So he's going to. They're going to
Spurs
buy.
Spurs' new director of sports is called, what's his name, Fabio Paratici, former Juventus director.
Not with an asshole Daniel Levy owning that.
Daniel Levy is a war criminal. That nigga has Kane in such a bind. How many years contract did Kane sign?
But
who signs that kind of contract? Are you an idiot? Sorry, Harry.
No. I'm not even sorry. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Because this club
they
has no
future.
They
tried to do the same thing to Grealish. It's Villa. Villa says stay with us.
That's not Villa actually.
Grealish put a 100 million release clause. Yeah. You know, release clauses aren't really common in England.
In England,
so, yeah. So great, but there's a
100. But me, I want. Okay, no. I don't
Kane
want release clauses because. For England, for English players, for players in England,
they'll be breaking
players,
the record every window.
Not even breaking the record every window, even if they are cheap. A release clause is in your contract here, and if they activate,
if a player wants, if a team wants you, they are activating the release clause unless you refuse to move and then sign a contract removing that release clause. For FM, you go buy a trigger player release clause, they pray me angry. It's just the way of the world.
Look at
like,
the
in La Liga,
left,
in Spain, everybody has
now, it was a release
in Spain, clause. Everybody has a release clause. Yeah. It's only if the team say, okay, come and give us less money. But if you don't want to sell this, we are not selling. If you must buy, see us paying Kepa's release clause for fuck's sake. And that release clause was 18 million in January.
Dead club.
Then, okay.
Because he saw that Real Madrid wanted him.
After it's not because Real Madrid wanted him.
Guess where?
Oh, but we scouted. It was limited scouting, unlike the expensive scouting for Edward Mendy. It was limited scouting. Real Madrid wanted the boy. Then he didn't move. And then Athletic Bilbao gave him a new contract with a higher risk. And that's how we ended up in this we can never get rid of him situation. Because he's never leaving. He's just always going to be our sub-keeper. At this rate, God, 70 million for subject. It's not my money, Shane. It's not my money. Anyway, Liverpool
never signed anybody.
Konate.
They need a midfielder.
They bought him.
Don't they have idea, Bola?
Bro, it's going to be so hard to beat them aerially.
If Van Dijk is back and Van Dijk can get back to anything close to the levels he was. Van Dijk and Konate is a demonic
deadly
center back.
It is really. And actually, look, for do you know what I'm thinking? People are looking to score as much goals this season. Anyway.
Yeah, this
people
season, everybody goes as much goals. Title.
I mean, like, against the bigger teams. Against the
everywhere go dry. They found to be dry.
You know, I mean, of course, there will be games that they go goof, but
Manchester Derby go the end goal. 0-0.
Honestly,
centre back trio now.
Maguire is actually really good in winning aerial duels.
Please, I didn't
and
watch
that's one thing that Varane is a specialist into winning aerial duels. So
Varane,
it's like
Varane
Maguire is going to be good.
Varane Maguire is solid because Varane is not as fast as he used to be, but he's still very
worried
fast.
About
he's pretty fast
in front of them. Everybody,
that's why we have to
everybody
we need
talking
DM.
Like Varane hasn't played.
We need a DM.
The two best defensive midfielders the world of football has.
Yes,
Casemiro and Kante.
Those have been the people sitting in front of him. Who is scoring you really?
Nobody.
Who, like honestly, who is scoring?
We need a DM.
He'll only be losing tournaments.
We need a DM.
Penalties
look at this guy without Rodri and what's the other one's name? Fernandinho.
This nigga Guardiola did not play any of them in the Euros.
Exposed.
So no matter how good you are, you need a DM covering
see,
you.
See, he didn't play any DMs in the Champions League final, and look at that. Look at that. That place
that is what
drawn
brought
out
to where
of.
We are.
That's how we are here now, and I'm.
DMs are so important. People don't understand how important DMs are.
That's why
Michael
Carrick is my favorite manager.
Not just DMs. Black DMs. I'm sorry. I cannot put my face
I
in
the
hands
Bakayoko, play him.
In the hands of Babylon. A Babylonian cannot be my DM.
Has
to be black.
I cannot put my destiny in the hands of
it has to have African
yes.
descent.
That is why I want Kamavinga or Ndidi.
Camavinga is not a
Camavinga is not even
he played play as a DM for Rennes.
He's just another Pogba, bro. Those people that they theoretically sit deep, they are not there.
Yeah, you know, those what is Bissouma? Just go to Brighton and drop 30 million and bring me.
And if Bissouma is a white man,
don't we bring a white man.
No Babylon.
No
here.
Babylon.
No, you cannot say Suchek is Babylon.
Suchek is not Babylon.
He looks wicked.
You don't see the way that man is.
I mean, Suchek.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, no, that's you cannot say that's Babylon.
Eastern Europeans, they're like,
you cannot say that's Babylon. From imagine an Europe. English, the English, they're
like,
I mean, Rice has proven himself, but like,
proven what?
He has strikes.
Like, the only English DM I would take is Calvin Phillips.
I require that Declan Rice to stay.
He has a little bit of melanin.
He has a bit of melanin.
Look at his hair.
Melanin is a requirement for a DM. I'm so sorry.
We did this.
Maybe your ancestor's ancestor.
You need melanin to play
and B. We don't need that technicality.
Give me base and power.
Base and power.
And power. Yes.
Bully.
Bully them. Let them not be able to.
Give me some Didi.
Yes. Yes. Look like any small thing they go collect and but no offense. I'm not saying it's not good.
He's just a Babylonian.
He's a Babylonian.
He doesn't really look like somebody you can be.
This nigga has allegiance with the queen, and it's not immigration allegiance. He was born as a, his name is Rice.
Rice.
For fuck's sake. Declan.
Declan.
I swear to God, if you have in your DM, the opposing coach cannot even pronounce his name well so that they will mark him.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. The name to get
Ndidi.
The name to have weight.
That's
can't
why,
say.
That's why you that, know, that's why that Albert Lokonga.
Touch many.
That Albert Lokonga.
Yes. There's some names that you call and you just say you can't.
Ben White. So Ben White not able to fear anybody
ben
for the face.
White. Oh no.
Ben White.
Just
ben White.
So worried.
He sounds like he's so fragile.
Look at that puzzle.
White. He sounds like you pour him soup and it's stain.
Ben White.
What?
Ben White.
Ben White.
Last season almost got relegated. This season they brought in the professionals to get the job done.
Who have they said? Did they say that?
Yes, sir. They wanted to
sign
Ramsdale.
Ramsdale. Yes, oh, man. I think I was going to relegate them back to back. What is your problem?
I said, look, that's... When was the person that said that specialist in failure? Yes. Yes. Okay, he said as a winger. But as a winger, is Arsenal. Let me just be like, he is...
Honestly, Arsenal will be better off with Wenger right now.
Yes, no, right now, yes.
Oh, boy.
Right now.
No,
look. Arteta did not finish year two in the Pep course. You can see when Arteta said, I'm going to study Pep. Then he did only year one.
I tell you, that whoever is studying Pep, should just go and look for other money.
Just go and get heroin.
Pep know they work without funding. You know, see Arsenal.
He'll tell us in his books in future that he used to do heroin, and I'll tell you.
Cocaine. Pep Guardiola looks like a dog coke. That nigga start
to start. How can you play your top scorer as a DM
is
final?
Is trust me. Trust me, I saw this tactic. I'm sure when he was in the room saying Gundovini.
Yeah, Gundovini. Idea.
Everybody was sitting there like, ah, we don't.
Look.
And they said that Pep overthink, but
he overthunk.
Yeah, I didn't expect this to
be
that bad.
Just be sick.
Just be sick.
I promise you that anybody that was going to play that game, the first name you'd have said, Fernandinho Diaz.
Just put him there to disrupt.
Even if he wants to get red card, let him go and get it. Bring on Rodri after.
Come on.
You want to play a team that has Kante as their DM without a DM?
Kante
go mark all your midfielder skills.
Kante that was bullying the Real Madrid midfielder, Atletico midfielder. Don't bring any rubbish to his house. We played against Spurs. He almost kicked them finished.
Man of the match.
These are preseason match. Kante kick Spurs players till Mr. You calm down now. Also, Hakim Ziyech scored 2 goals in preseason against Spurs, and they were great goals.
So. Andres Pereira scored a long
goal. That's Pereira trademark. Pereira is preseason.
Once in a while. Pereira is a very rubbish player. He go trick you. You give him new 2
goals. I don't need that nigga to come.
Go away.
We can't play in United. The problem is you guys don't.
We don't want him.
You don't play that.
The kind of football that will suit him.
Yeah.
Forget that.
He should get the phone.
He's actually good.
Do people want Declan Rice because you can have him?
No.
Actually,
I want Ndidi.
You can't have Ndidi. I'm sorry.
He's
If you are Leicester, will you sell? Be honest.
But they have Boubacar.
That's why they will sell next
year.
Because he'll be a year older and closer to retirement.
Main get out.
But that year older team will be business, so it doesn't affect them.
Ndidi is like 32.
Lewandowski is 32. Ndidi is actually 32. That is they say Ndidi is my age mate. Is
that?
That nigga sauce.
My hairline. Ndidi has a better hairline than me, but. That's not my age mate. You know your age mate when you see them. That's not my age mate, sir. Kelechi Iheanacho. Yeah, I can go for that. Two of us were young together. Ndidi.
Young, but Iheanacho is at least 35
years. Iheanacho, no. Iheanacho is the player that you look at and you know that he was young.
He was young, yeah.
Ndidi, on the other hand, Uzoho. Let's not go into talking about that.
No, don't go there. Let's leave it like that. Ndidi, you have 24.
We don't have any permanent signings for Chelsea yet. But we'll be linked to Jules Koundé, Lukaku.
Everything link.
Pep Guardiola is this one's another is Fabrizio links. They are not normal links.
Yeah. Fabrizio links don't always pull through though.
Now this one is
cold.
We are linked with.
About oh yeah, we bought Bertinelli. He looks good. He's a fine boy. One goalkeeper like that.
Don't tell me all these things.
No, you need to fulfill your requirements. That's why people bought Grealish. He fulfills homegrown too.
We don't buy Grealish.
Man City.
They're the ones. Our team is homegrown.
Lukaku is homegrown. Their team is homegrown. Where?
Rashford is homegrown. Mason is homegrown.
Jadon
is homegrown.
Lukaku is homegrown.
So,
Maguire is homegrown. Luke Shaw is homegrown. Wan-Bissaka is homegrown.
I can't believe I have to take Maguire seriously.
We have
because he's actually not a bad
team. We have
wait, what do you have to be?
You cannot say he's not bad.
You need to have played. You need to have played at least 2 years before your 21st birthday.
Rome came to England at
18.
2 years, 3 years Everton. 1 year Chelsea.
1 year West Brom. 3
Everton. Then United. Moved to United.
Pogba is homegrown.
Yeah. Which midfielder Liverpool they sign now?
Nobody.
Well, we have them. They said they are looking for Liverpool are trying to sign.
Quenke has them in tears.
LeBron James get like 2% hold. If he just give them one basketball and made a true ball.
Wahala.
I can't really get bothered. So the EPL starts in 6 days.
Yeah, we're going to come back to talk about the EPL soon. Yeah.
How you will know that Aston Villa are winning the league?
Oh yeah, one more thing. Aston Villa.
Those niggas beat
so Leon Grealish. Bailey. This is the last thing we're going to talk about.
Leon
so
Bailey.
So Grealish for 100 million. But who?
Leon Bailey. Liliano Buendia. And Daniel Lennox.
So they're already preparing for the boy to leave. Then they hoped he would stay.
Let me tell you, there was no way. Everybody could see it. The hype around Jack Grealish for Euro, but there's no way he will stay.
How old is Jack Grealish?
He's 25. There's no way.
I've known him for so long.
I've known him because he was 17.
Yeah, I've known Jack Grealish for so long. I thought that he was going to go along that Ravel Morrison.
Like, I remember then. I remember when Villa got relegated for the first time.
You thought he should have moved.
And like Spurs wanted him. I thought he was going
And
he wanted him for 40.
And like Spurs were going to pay 40. God, and he didn't move. So Spurs got Ryan.
You know that Spurs would dirty your whites.
Ironic because they were white.
Everybody was telling, what's that his name? Regulon to come to.
Come on, play ball with the boys.
He would have pushed for a move. But he said he wanted to respect Romadi.
No.
Because Romadi was saying they wanted to put bad back goals.
In the event that Reguilón came.
Then they crazed.
Do you know we are Gargantuan Man United?
Why would we be accepting bad back clause?
I'm going to go write on my whiteboard all the players that Chelsea need to sell before deadline day. Last time I wrote it.
When is deadline day for him? 21st of August. It's still far now.
Far away.
Like two players.
So 40 people must leave. There are so many. Like if I'm the Chelsea coach, I just everybody line up. Bakayoko, go. 4 million to anybody. Drink water, go. What's his name?
Free. We pay back money to keep
back. Efana, Sanga, be going. I don't want
to
see
you. Oh yeah, that's true. He was a loan to Villa. It wasn't a sale.
Yes, it was a loan. And then he got injured and he was playing well. Then he got injured.
He was playing really good.
And he came back.
They were benching El Ghazi for him now. He was playing good.
There are so plenty. Drink water. Go and drink water at another person's club. I'm really done. Like Conte, go punish you wherever you are. God, that man really put me in gear. Everything bad that we have, Rapa Costa.
Have you opened Inter Milan or FIFA? You go down and see everybody the same rating. Who you go play, sir?
Conte does this. We talked about it last season. Conte does this all the time. He comes, he buys what he needs. If you sell him, you are done out here. Because those players are never leaving.
That's one thing I'm giving for Ole.
At least Ole signings are
we haven't. It's been a recovery process, and we have not, you know, we have not gotten rid of all the dead wood, but the team has changed. We are getting there. That's why I as much as I would want to, as much as I want to win trophies,
it's just like the first
bro. As much as I want to win trophies, as much as I want to win trophies, you know, I'm grateful for the process too. If they sack him and another coach comes.
At least the coach has.
I like Ole. At least the coach has something to work with. Like he has quality players to work with.
When you come to Conte post Conte, you are done out here.
Conte's one is so bad that he left Chelsea. Chelsea told Inter Milan that Conte just left. How far? Let's give you 80 and Marcos Alonso. They said no. They said what about 90 and Marcos Alonso? They said we don't want any player. Give us money.
Nobody wants Alonso. Nobody wants Emerson. What's this
common? Emerson's still there.
Emerson is in
bad. We are going through it. Nobody wants this place.
At least Atalanta won't tell me.
Emerson is a Euro winner. Somebody come and collect. 15
Yeah, Tammy is going to. I think he's going to pop.
I hope he pops. If Tammy pops, maybe we bring 90 million in 3 years and buy him. Who knows?
Such bad business, though.
But fuck it. Let him be.
Atalanta. Going. Atalanta just start like ever. This. Atalanta, like, wait, just you want rum. Like,
Zapata
is here. Zapata is clearly going to Inter. So let's get Tammy. Let's just get Tammy.
Another domino deal that we are not going to lose from. Ah, that Giroud one. Thank God. That Giroud
one. Yeah, Giroud is going to pop in this.
Yeah, of course. He's good.
Yeah,
he's
look scored. At
the like 2 minutes after the Brazil one.
Yeah, first off.
Imagine playing Giroud and Zlatan.
They say Vite, we're getting the ball, but get the expendable.
It's just the cross ball. You are not playing ball in the leg. You just bullies. Cross. It be like volleyball team. Just for a day.
Tio Hernandez job go full. This
guy, then go cross. Just don't ask foolish questions.
Football team finally has a whole career.
Sancho,
yes.
But you had one in Rashford.
In the crease.
Sorry.
He's sorry.
Sorry, we said it's
Rashford, they beat like 5 men.
Then
the
throwaway ball.
This is
throwaway
ball. Rashford will beat like 5 men.
Lovely. Look, the boy is a lovely player. He was playing with a defective body. He would be so much
God,
more.
Fitch Rashford is going
when
to
he can, when his decision making. Sancho is younger, but his decision making is miles ahead of Rashford.
Obviously, he's playing with
again.
Haaland.
I'm still saying he's had more opportunities.
That's what somebody said. That's what somebody said. He's had that we don't talk about the fact that Sancho and Haaland played off of each other. The fact that like there is a lot of chances that other strikers will miss.
Haaland will not miss.
It's like so you're not getting the creation, and then Haaland is not getting the goal. So Haaland looks good because Sancho is creating as much as he can, and Haaland is scoring as many as possible.
The balls that Sancho does, Sancho creates balls that are low and that can be controlled.
He just whips it
out. He just whips it
out. Haaland doesn't have a lot of tap-ins, though.
And,
also, like Bundesliga tax.
Like, his goals are...
We also need to talk about Bundesliga tax. But this one, Haaland
like
was good before
Haaland's
Bundesliga.
A lot of Haaland's goals are running in behind.
Sancho Bundesliga tax is real. Bundesliga, my lord, Bundesliga tax is real.
Yeah, you have Kai Havertz, you should know about that.
Champions League goal scorer. On
you
my watch, not,
Kai
Havertz, not on my watch.
About that.
Not on my watch. Best German player in the Euros.
How many goals?
Champions League goal scorer.
Yeah, what?
How many goals did he score last season? Oh, but do I know? That nigga had COVID.
COVID, he missed only on what? Five games.
Mares had COVID and then went
injury plus COVID, then he went and scored the winning goal in the Champions League. See, I'm banter proof.
You are not banter
proof. Yeah, talking.
I
kept these pictures in my favorites for days like this. I used to dream of times like this, to shine like this. Where are we?
You are not banter proof.
Hold on now. It's not
let him replicate what he did in the Euros in here.
I'm excited to watch Kai Havertz this season. First full preseason.
Okay.
My own is.
I like it because you people know me. Chelsea is inevitable.
People know me too.
Chelsea is inevitable. Banta is also inevitable.
That's why I need
to. Let them bring these boys to come and play football. Why are they wasting time? I need Sancho on the pitch.
It's Brexit.
It's Brexit.
It's Brexit affecting Sancho too. Which holiday?
No, it's not his COVID and quarantine. When they were
no, Sancho doesn't have COVID.
Sancho
he just
he's on holiday.
To
he's on holiday.
until now.
When those niggas were turning up in my corner, you don't know. Now you're praying for them to go
back. I saw Bruno Fernandes, he came back. Bruno Fernandes came from holiday to the match day the next day. Bruno Fernandes wears jersey sedan for stadium.
Bro, he wasn't. He cuts holidays short.
That nigga got chill in Portugal. He drove that jet ski.
He went to go and train in Portugal. Ski. That guy loves to play.
He drove that jet ski from the water to the beach.
Just like that. Yeah, sure.
He said, let's ball.
Let's ball. Let's
ball. Ball, dude. What?
Give
me the ball.
Put that for my leg.
Let me go.
Let's go.
Thank you guys for listening to us today. We're going to see you very soon in a few days for the, you know, EPL. EPL is upon us. EPL is upon us.
I swear this month, this season, I swear even if Brentford versus Norwich, I go watch.
Guy, after you eat moi moi and akara, he's not wearing Premier League.
They have increased that one.
The whole weekend.
We visited any time.
None of that coffee machine. Are they what about it? Our governor has said we are going to watch football. We are back up.
Get the word out.
They are team they play late kickoff. You hold your beer. They start for
days. How much do they watch football? How much you are missing?
From 12, I will just carry 500 go viewing center. Cruise
evening.
Evening.
Yeah? He's the rich we're going to be eating.
I say 500 naira.
So you get 500. If you get 500 in Accra now, we're supposed to chop you.
Thank you guys for listening to us today. Thank you for last season. It was a lot of fun.
Okay,
this season is going to be hella fun. The banter was immense last year. Messi has moved, so we are in for it.
God, I really wish.
Vaca
really
is in the banter era.
Temple is going to be. I need Temple on this pod this season. Temple will come with gun for Vaca fans.
It's going to be a great day.
Guys, please.
If we can carry Kennedy, he'll be here.
That's what I was about to say. Just, I beg.
Pray
send
for Kennedy.
Love and prayer.
And a wheelchair.
at Udawson, he's really going to. Oh, God.
Thank you, guys.
How this boy is suffering.
Enough. I said thank you 4 times. I'm tired.
Bye,
goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys. We'll
bye,
see you.
Ikebe.
Ikebe fans. We have an Instagram. Follow us at Inagba on Instagram. I've also changed our Twitter handle to Inagba too, so it's not hard to find. Thank you, and we will see you
bye, guys.
In a few days. Cheers.